Hello, my friends. In this lesson, I'm going to show you how to break out of web design preschool for baby kids regarding fave icon creation. If you want to stay in web design preschool by going to some website that's going to make it for you, little baby, then you go right ahead and you just use that service all you want. This video is not for you. If you're a big boy web designer and you want to know how to make your own fave icons on your own C drive, on your own Windows machine, without having to go to some website every time you need a fave icon for every one of your client websites, this tutorial's for you. We're going to be using a very fast, lightweight program called PNG to ICO, which I listed at developphp.com under the latest freeware and webmaster tools section. So if you click that, you'll see there's a page to download here. Click download, it takes us to this URL, which is, if you go to the overview, you'll see the man's name is Matthias Benkman, and he writes software. And in my opinion, PNG to ICO is a really cool piece of software, and I've been using it for years now. So I see people, a lot of people, they go to this website, they go to that website, or this website, and they recommend this website, to go to get your fave icons created, when you don't really need to go online at all, and you can do it just as quickly, if not faster, using this method. So that's what I'm going to show you how to do. We'll download it and install it. Then I'll show you how to use it to create the faveicon.ico file. And then, finally, at the end of the video, I'll show you how to apply that faveicon.ico file onto your website. And I'll also put this guy's URL for the download page in the description of this video. So right there's the download. You can see it right there. And I'm just going to show Windows users. So any version of Windows you're using, you can follow what I'm about to show you and apply this and use this little piece of software. So let's press download. And there, Google Chrome is downloading it now. And I'm going to go and show all downloads in my downloads folder. And there it is. Show in folder. I'm going to cut it out of there. Cut. So wherever you download it to, just grab it, put it on your desktop. You can now close down the web if you want. Paste it onto your desktop, or get it onto your desktop, zip package any way you can. And I'm going to recommend that you have WinRAR installed on your machine, or some way to open up these type of downloadable packages, like zip files, .rar files, and archives like that. So double click it, go to extract to, and it'll probably say your C drive, desktop, and all that by default where this package is currently sitting. Press OK. In the location this package is currently sitting, it's going to put out this folder, and you press OK, and there it is. So it's going to produce that folder to your desktop. You double click that folder, you go in there, you right click this. In the right click dialog here, you go to or copy, just copy it, because you can delete both of these later. Yeah, you go to your C drive, my computer, local disk C, and you paste it right there. Now it's installed and ready to use. How easy is that? Okay, once PNG to ICO is installed on your C drive, then you just open up your favorite graphics editor. I'm gonna go to create new. Start with a 32 pixel by 32 pixel image. I'm just going to go into the common library and grab out some little graphic to use in this demonstration, like that floppy disk. Alright, so basically you just want to wind up with a 32 by 32 pixel image. So we'll go to File, Export Wizard, Continue, The Web, Exit, and here's the image preview screen. Go to PNG 32 format. Alright, now export. Bring this window into view real good. You go to your C drive where you installed PNG to ICO, and that's where you're going to put this. You're going to name this first one that's 32 pixels, logo 32 x32, and it'll be a .png file. So logo 32 x32. Save it there. Now take this and make it 16 by 16. Make it 16 pixels by 16 pixels. Fit canvas, file, export wizard, and you save them both as PNG 32 format. if you're using Fireworks. So where it says logo 32 by 32, we're going to save this now as 16x16, save. All right, so now at that point, your fav icons are in this PNG to ICO folder right there. And if you look at the large icons, you'll see there's that one and there's that one. Now we're going to use PNG to ICO to create a favicon.ico file out of that we can slap onto our website. And PNG to ICO is very lightweight. It has no graphical interface. We use the Windows command prompt to do the whole thing. It's just typing in one line pretty much, and it creates the file instantly. To have PNG to ICO create one favicon.ico file out of these two files, all we have to do is go into the Windows command prompt, which I think is a very nice feature. It cuts out all the bull. So let's just go to start. Let me drag this down so you can see. I'm going to go to my start button. And if you happen to be in anything prior to Windows 7, you can just click the little run button that's here. But if you're in Windows 7, to access the run box, you can just go to run. So once you get the run dialog up, you type in CMD, and that'll bring up Windows command prompt. Now inside of Windows command prompt, all you have to do is access the C drive for that folder. So we'll type in CD space / PNG to ICO. Press enter. So now we've accessed that folder. Now we're going to send a command to the software. And this line, when executed, is what creates the favicon.ico file when you press enter. So it said, started off with PNG to ICO space favicon.ico. That's going to be the name of the output file. Then you type another space, and the first one will be logo 16 by 16 dot PNG space logo 32 by 32. .png. Now you press enter, and at that point you can see it just popped up right there in front of your very eyes. It popped up right above that license file. Now you just type in exit to close the command prompt, and there's your fav icon file that's ready to be placed on your web server. You FTP it up like all your other files. We're going to place something into the code of the web document to make sure that it displays in all browsers like it should as a fav icon. So after you FTP that favicon.ico file to the root directory of your website, wherever your index.php or .html file is, wherever your index file, your homepage of your website is, that file, that's where you want to have the favicon.ico file. Now if you're using something like Dreamweaver, let's just make an example HTML page so I can show you guys where to put this. You go in the head tag, right there where the meta tag is and that title tag, but within the head tag, see, here's the opening and closing head tag. So within the head tag, you're going to place the following. So those are the two lines that you can place. And a lot of browser software is getting to where you don't even have to place those two lines sometimes, and it'll pick up the fav icon on its own, as long as you have the favicon.ico file sitting in the root folder for that website. But to make sure it shows up, you place these two lines in. And that's it. You're all done. You'll now have a favicon.ico file that shows up in all the favorites, the bookmarks, the browser tabs, and all the places where it should. And if you happen to be using a browser software where your website is cached in it already and the fav icon doesn't show up right away, go to some other computer, a friend's computer or something, and then view your website from there. Somebody that doesn't regularly visit your website, you'll see that your icon file shows up. Okay, we hope you enjoyed that lesson on how to use PNG to ICO. Matthias Bankman's Freeware.